right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. And we're doing this a little early tonight because we're going to be talking about the Belmont. Ladies and gentlemen, news with Gina Grad.
Now, from the 97.1 newsroom.
Adam!
Here's Gina Grad with the news.
Here's the thing about the news. Got to work on my Adam.
All right. What's in the news there,
oh,
baby?
God. So many things. Well, first and foremost, it was a dramatic first game in the NBA championship playoffs as the Boston Celtics won the first game against the LA Lakers. And we have some exciting audio from the game.
All right. Here we go. It's Lakers and Celtics.
And Lakers just can't hit shots here in the fourth quarter. Miss another one. 5 of 20 in the fourth quarter. And the Celtic defense tremendous down the stretch. Celtics take game one.
All right, there you go. So depressing listening to that last night. Losing by 10 to the Celtics. Oh, boom, boom. All right, what else is happening in the news there, Gina Grad?
Well, after Larry Bird gave his press conference on the Celtics-Lakers rivalry recently, Magic Johnson appeared on the Jimmy Kimmel Show last night to give his opinion on why this particular matchup is so great.
Excellent. Look at this. Magic Johnson with Kimmel.
What an exciting time this is. It's great to see you. Thank you for being here.
Great to see you as well.
Lakers and Celtics back in the finals again.
It's great for every basketball fan in the world because they're both of them are the story franchises,
yeah.
And you got superstars on both teams. Kobe, you got Garnett, you got Ray Allen Pierce, you got Gasol, you got Odom. So all these superstars playing in L.A., Boston, what else could we have? The Lakers or the Celtics?
It's the best thing we've ever had.
He seems a little upbeat. I bet he thinks it doesn't compare to the Larry Bird Magic Johnson days. And he's right, too. He didn't say it, but he's right. It doesn't.
The glory days.
Yeah, it's not the same old thing. All right, what else is happening in the news there, Gina Grant?
Well, in other depressing celebrity news, it has been confirmed that legendary TV personality Ed McMahon is on the verge of foreclosing on his Beverly Hills home.
Jerry, please!
It's hysterical. And we have a clip of Mr. McMahon being interviewed on Larry King Live last night, describing how exactly he got himself into this mess.
All right, we'll play that clip for you when we come back. We had to do another short break here because we talked to Adam for so long. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Gina Grad is doing the news, and we're live at 97.1 Free FM.
Do it live!
The Tim Conway Jr. Show, starring Tim Conway Jr.
It's just the way I roll.
On 97.1 SoCal's FM talk station.
All right, folks, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. We continue with the news and Gina Grad, everybody.
Yes, well, we now have that audio of Ed McMahon on Larry King describing his money woes.
Oh, Babu, what happened to this guy, Larry King and Ed McMahon?
You know, it's a combination. It's like a perfect storm. The economy problems. Selling a house right now is a tremendous operation to sell a house. We've had this house on the market for 2 years.
Wow.
We've shown it, I don't know how many, 50 organizations or people. Nobody has made an offer. I mean, it's a lovely home. I hate to leave it. I want to keep the home. I want this all to work out. You know, if you spend more money than you make, you know what happens. And it can happen. You know, a couple of divorces flown in, a few things like that. And, you know, things happen. You want everything to be perfect, but that combination of the economy, I have a little injury, I have a situation, and it all came together.
Now, everybody remembers him from the Johnny Carson show.
Oh, you know? Sure.
He's the guy that goes, "Here's Johnny." They should have made him do that on the show. "Here's foreclosure." But I hope he works this out. He's a really nice man, that Ed McMahon. And I can't believe, though, that all that money, all those shows he had, I guess when you get divorced, you know?
Well, and isn't in his mid-80s, isn't it time for him to sort of downsize, take a nice condo in Boca and call it a day? What does he need a big house for? Yeah. He's holding on. He's holding on too long.
Yeah, it's rough. I mean, he's 85 years old.
Oy.
How about that? You're 85 years old, and you have a car pick you up, and that car is going to drive you to CNN. And you have to sit across from Larry King and tell everybody how you're busted up. I mean, shouldn't the car just, after it leaves Larry King's, just drive you up the forest lawn? I mean, what else is left?
Who's older, Larry or Ed?
I don't know. But between them, they've got to be 175 years old. right? Or close?
I was going to say, yeah, they're over 160.
They're going to be 165 years old.
They're about as close in age as Sam's IQ.
Yeah, it's the 2,000-year-old men.
Yeah.
All right, anything else in the news, though?
Yes, well, finally, while many celebrities are voicing their sympathy and concern for Ed McMahon's situation, one celebrity has come forward hoping to help Mr. McMahon in his hour of need. And here we have some audio of the one and only Donald Trump.
Donald Trump?
Explaining what he plans to do for Ed, yes.
Ah, ba-boom.
I was shocked. You would have thought he made a great living over the years, so something went wrong. But I hope we can help Ed McMahon. I mean, we can't let this happen to Ed McMahon.
All right, now this guy is just using it as a publicity stunt. You know, if you really wanted to help Ed McMahon, you wouldn't have done this. You wouldn't have gone on the air and said, I want to really help Ed McMahon. You just send him a check.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? But these guys are, you know, they're swarming around. They all want to take, you know, credit for helping out Ed McMahon. And Donald Trump, the worst.
What do you think the odds are that he's actually going to help Ed McMahon?
You know, probably he's going to help Ed McMahon by... You know, probably giving him $600,000 and having Ed sign off on, you know, everything he owns. You know, he's going to be like one of those guys. He's going to end up living at Ed McMahon's house.
It's like the one-man mafia.
Yeah, that's... I would rather kill myself than have Donald Trump and his hair come in through my living room with a check. Oh, bum-bum.
Oh,
that
Lord
poor Ed McMahon. Yeah. Overextended himself. Too many divorces. See, you can't get divorced.
Yeah.
However miserable you are, you got to sit in that house or else, you know, you're going to be on Larry King.
Or like
you're
I
85.
Said, downsize Boca. Two words. Ed, if you learn nothing else from this show.
That's what old people do. They get in apartments, you know?
Yeah.
And they,
a nice condo. Leave it to the kids.
Yeah, they go to Florida and they sit there. They take the pills so they're, you know, everything in their body doesn't hurt. And they try to eat food that they can keep down.
All right, Jesus Christ.
Good time to be silver. All right. Is that the news, Gina Grad?
That's what's happening.
All right. The news with Gina, everybody.
The news with Gina Grad.
Nice job, retards.
Give us 8.5 minutes and we'll give you, well, that.
All right, when we come back, we're going to be talking about the Belmont, and I have about 6 or 7 decent degenerates from the track coming in to tell us who's going to win tomorrow in the big race. And these guys have been pretty good so far, so listen for the next hour. Maybe you can make some money. Slide out to Hollywood Park. They're open. Or Santa Anita, you can bet it off track, or go up to Ventura, or I believe Del Mar, too, or Los Al. Hey, you can bet it anywhere. You can bet it at home. Go bet it on the internet, but we'll try to figure out if Big Brown is going to win this race, and who might be able to beat this Big Brown, who's won 2 legs of the Triple Crown so far, the Kentucky Derby and the Preakness. It hasn't happened since 1978 when Affirmed won the Triple Crown.
Are you serious?
Yes, serious, Dougie. Why would I lie to you? All right, here's the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM.